first episode of a Turkish TV series that was reported on Israeli news channels shows an Israeli soldier taking aim at a smiling Palestinian girl and killing her. The airing of the controversial program caused outrage in Tel Aviv and is the latest strain on relations between the two countries. The growing strain stemmed largely from Ankara's increasing criticism of Israel's occupation of Palestinian territory, and more recently, Ankara cancelled joint military exercises with Israel scheduled for later this month. Suat Kunukluoğlu, spokesman for the Turkish Parliamentary Committee on Foreign Affairs, explains.
Turkish public opinion could not agree with the fact that Israeli aircraft would be training on Turkish airspace while at the same time there are gross human rights violations being committed in Gaza. I think one needs to recognize that given the current state of relations, it's difficult to describe the relationship with a strategic one anymore. It's a relationship that maybe was strategic in the past, but it's probably now downgraded to a more ordinary bilateral relationship.
The tensions have imperiled a strategic alliance forged in 1996 that cemented military and intelligence ties. In January, Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan publicly criticized Israel over the Gaza campaign and walked out of a session of the World Economic Forum in Switzerland, attended by the Israeli President Shimon Peres. Mr. Erdogan accused Israel of barbarian acts during the 22-day Gaza incursion, which Israel launched in response to a wave of deadly rocket attacks from Palestinian territory. Some 1,400 Palestinians, most of them civilians, were killed by Israeli forces during the Gaza operation. Experts say Turkey's tough stance is causing concern both in the United States and Europe. U.S. Congressman Robert Wexler, a self-described friend of Turkey, accused the Turkish Prime Minister of double standards.
Where's the outrage when the Prime Minister talks about no tolerance for terror? The terror in this region is by and large created by Hezbollah in Lebanon, Hamas in Gaza. Where was the outrage for years as there were strikes against civilian targets in Israel?
But on the streets of Istanbul, there is widespread support for the government's stance towards Israel. This man's view is typical. He says too much blood is being shed and many innocent people are being killed, most of whom are Palestinians. The Israelis are responsible for this. It's wrong that Turkey has close relations with the Israeli government and army, which is responsible for these deaths. This really disturbs me, he says. The 1996 alliance between Israel and Turkey made Ankara Israel's closest friend in the Muslim world. Soli Özel of Istanbul's Bilgi University said the alliance, one of the most significant in the Middle East, stemmed from a recognition of mutual security interests. Both countries were isolated regionally and at the same time shared common foes, Syria in particular.
Turkey was fighting a war against an insurrectionary movement whose leader was sitting in Syria. And the relation with Israel within 2 years allowed Turkey to basically tell the Syrians, you either kick him out or we'll get in there to pick him up. And it worked.
But the change began when the Islamist-rooted AKP party was elected to power in 2002. Earlier this month, Syria and Turkey signed what has been described as an historic agreement, which allows visa-free travel between the two countries. Preparations are underway for a joint military exercise between the two. No plans are scheduled for any future such cooperation with Israel. Turkish Parliamentary Committee on Foreign Affairs spokesman Kunukluoğlu says he expects little improvement in relations with Israel.
If the current posture of the Israeli government on Gaza continues, it would not be difficult to predict that Turkish-Israeli relations will continue to be difficult and fragile. So I think we need to brace ourselves for a new period.
Analysts say the once political and militarily strategic alliance between Turkey and Israel was the most powerful alliance in the region. But for now at least, those days seem over. With Ankara working hard to improve relations with Syria, Iraq, and even as the Prime Minister's visit to Tehran, few people see little chance of a renewal of that alliance anytime soon. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul, Turkey.